Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. On May 31st, the Environmental Protection Agency announced they would allow the year-round sale of E15 blend of ethanol and gasoline. Commonwealth Agri Energy President Mick Henderson, who chairs the Renewable Fuels Association, says the year-round sale of E15 is great news for farmers.
15% ethanol has been around for about 9 years. We've been working on this to try to get it year-round for several years. It's only been allowed 8 months out of the year due to some antiquated rules vapor pressure rules in the federal EPA's restrictions.
Henderson says this was a promise to farmers that came to fruition.
President Trump had promised farmers last fall and came to fruition at the last day of the last minute. As of June 1st, the summer restrictions were going to go in place. And it is big for the future ethanol. It gives us a market opportunity. It's not a mandate. Doesn't guarantee that we get increased market share, but it allows us to compete.
He adds a rule change will mean a great deal for farmers in the long run.
Where we're about 10% of every gallon of gas sold in the U.S. today, this allows a lot more prevalent use of an E15 or 15% ethanol and be able to utilize it year-round. It's a badly needed long-term demand boost for industry and American farmers. And with the challenges we're faced today, it's a shot in the arm.
We'll have more in a moment.
Farming in Kentucky has seen dramatic changes over the past century. New technologies, new practices, new ways of bringing products to market. In the midst of these changes, the future of Kentucky agriculture demands that tomorrow's farmers be educated in the field and in the classroom. As we commemorate our 100th year of service, Kentucky Farm Bureau proudly supports giving young farmers the tools, skills, and knowledge they need for success. Why Farm Bureau? Because education ensures a brighter future for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Commonwealth Agri-Energy President Mick Henderson says a change means consumers will be able to use more ethanol in their vehicles.
For your 2001 model year or newer light-duty vehicle, it absolutely is a fuel that you can use. And in fact, most newer vehicles have it right in the operator manual that up to and including E15 is allowed.
He notes the change will also have a positive impact on corn farmers across the state.
We increased our plant capacity this last year from 35 million gallons a year to 45 million gallons a year, basically using 12 million bushels a year of our local farmers' corn to 15 million bushels a year.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.